You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network.
City other than welcome to my house, Mikasa, the house of post-traumatic winning. Let me tell you how my morning started. Okay, I got an email. Somebody was asking me about what I use as news sources, blah, 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 as they look to kind of take the high-pitched, shrill news out of their life and stay informed, but not do it with idiots, which most of the news media has become. So, anywho, I got this morning at 5:58. Hey, Mac, just a follow-up. Thank you for the news link. I really like them and the formatting of the news articles as well. One of the things I sent him is check out the Associated Press website, and the Associated Press has an app for your phone that will send you news, okay? And the Associated Press, I would tell you, is the most professional news organization on the planet, all right? They don't tilt. They report news, and so when you're looking for news, the Associated Press is pretty good. So anyway, I sent that to him. He says a lot better than the Drudge Report. You asked who I listen to, and I tune in to talk radio in the morning and afternoon drives, a local talk radio in the morning and afternoon drives. I listen to Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh, but I really love the rants of Mark Levin. Mark Levin tends to be a little bit more, I think, intellectually based than the other two. Thanks again. Thanks again. You will never find articles like this, and that the headline is, the CIA had a top secret manual to help U-2 pilots avoid crapping their pants at 70,000 feet. Hey, it goes with the job. But this is the part of the email that starts my day, right? And post-traumatic winning is now always on my mind. I am always looking for it in my life and the lives of those around me. Awesomeness. So, everybody knows Libby who listens to the program. And so, Libby told me months ago, you don't really realize this, but you're creating a tsunami. In the interview I did earlier this week with Jack Riley, he made me think of Libby because he said, in his southern draw, in his Mobile, Alabama southern draw. Now, mind you, for those of you who don't know, Jack Riley, a squad leader, Vietnam guy, has been contacted by the VA in the 70s to come down. We need to interview you. Show us where you were in Vietnam. Oh, here, and here. Lay a template over the map, right? Oh, these are the areas that were impacted by a chemical called Agent Orange. Jack's exposed to that. His wife lost two children by miscarriage. He had two others that suffered birth defects because of it. He's also impacted by the water contamination. He's on that data list at Camp Lejeune. So Jack Scott and the fighting that he did in Vietnam, yeah, Men's Town. So he's got every ticket punched, right, to check out, but he's not. He's an awesome guy. And he said in his interview to me, he said, we were talking about the mental health piece of coming back from Vietnam and do you give advice? And, you know, and his advice is, well, hell, Mac, you know, what are you going to do? You know, we owe it to the guys who didn't come back to live our lives in a way that would make them proud. Right. So that's Jack's take. So anyway, but one of the things he said was this. And he was talking about reunions, and he told the story of a guy in their unit that drove 1,000 miles to come to the reunion. And then when he got there, he drove around the reunion for like an hour or so. And he didn't come in. He drove home. He didn't know if he could open that door. He was terrified to open that door. And Jack's comment was go to a reunion. Reconnect with your battle buddies. Reconnect with your friends. It'll be the greatest thing you ever did. And he said, and the way I know that, Mac, is the wives and the kids that come up to me and thank me when we put these things on and said, you don't know how you've changed all of our lives. You don't know how different he is. And it made me think of what Libby said, and then this email confirms it, you know, is that post-traumatic winning is a real thing, right? It's my term. I own that sumbitch. But what it is, it's becoming smart. It's getting trained about how people deal with trauma, right? And then it's also, you know, again, eliminating the line. Like if I say, hey, we're going to talk about PTSD today, right? Right? Everybody defaults to, we're going to talk about combat. Well, what happens when we blur that line and you look at young people that you now lead in the military? And you say, hey, look, man, getting the shit beat out of you when you were 6 is the absolute equivalent to somebody's experience in combat. Equally as traumatic, can be equally as fracturing. But let me just tell you, we deal with trauma. We do trauma as an organization. We're not afraid of it. Right? So if you need somebody to talk to, walk right in, sit right down, and talk about it. So that's where this is going. That's currently not the default position. The DOD and I know the Marine Corps is trying, but they're not there yet. And that's what we need to communicate. And so that's the cool part about post-traumatic winning and getting emails like that at 5:58 to start your day. Yeah. How cool is my life? So anyway, let me read you a text message I got yesterday. Hi, Mac. Jack Riley is speaking about how they don't tell war stories at reunions. In We Stand Alone Together, there is an Easy Company veteran that says the same thing. Jack Riley exemplifies the best of the tribe. Yes, he does. He does. And the rest of us all should be following him. Again, right, you've heard me talk about it. It's called Kindergarten Smart. when you go to kindergarten, what do? You find the kid who flunked kindergarten and you follow him because he's the smartest guy in the room. And so Jack Riley, the smart, and you know what? What amazes me as I've got to know him a little bit is Jack Riley has every reason to be bitter and pissed off at the world and closed off and saying, "Hey, fuck it, I don't want to go there." He's got every reason, but he doesn't. He is a great leader. He's obviously a great Marine, and he's one of my favorites. He's one of my favorites. Hell, Mac. Extremely humbling to know people like that, and extremely it's a wonderful feeling to meet him, to publicize their story. And in their story, he does nothing but give credit to other people and the Marines he fought with in Vietnam and what they've done since they've come back. And so very cool. I told a story yesterday about my daughter and Snapchat. So yesterday, because I'm divorced, I'm on this dating site, right? So, this woman starts hitting on me, and there's a fair amount of people who just go on there to steal people's identity. So I, good-looking woman. Right, so I default to she's trying to steal my identity. Well, long story short, she's not. So I asked her, "What do you think about Snapchat for 15-year-olds?" Because I said I was having none of it. She says, "Oh, you parent different from me." I said, "What do you mean?" She says, "Well, I would." You know, I think you should trust her. I would let her do it. What are you going to do? Protect her from the world? So I call my ex-wife up, who I have a great relationship with. Yeah, I moved her. Yeah, talk about that. Like, nothing says love more than moving somebody. Yeah, with no help, by the way. So anyway, I called my ex. "Hey, what do you think about Snapchat?" So we have this conversation. "Well, you know what? She's never been in trouble. She's always been responsible. She gets good grades. I think that..." She said, "I don't pay for the phone." And I said, "It doesn't matter. Whoever pays for the phone doesn't matter." She said, "Okay." I said... So she said, "I think that... You know, she's..." And this... Now, I don't know if she did this on purpose because she knows me, right? "I think she's earned the right by the way she's conducted herself for us to trust her." Now, that is something that I say, right? In life, you earn tether, okay? You don't just show up and say, "Well, don't you trust me?" Well, of course not. I don't trust you. I don't even know you. So you're going to earn every bit of leash that I give you. You're going to earn that. And that just got applied to my kids. Like, do I trust you? No, you're a dumb little kid. You're going to have to show me that you can handle these little... Look, if you can't bring your bike in out of the rain, like, how are we going to get a dog? "Oh, Dad, I promise I'll take care of it." And they don't, so, right? So you deal with that like every family does. But then you get into more gray area of life. What do you do? Do you let them when they're failing? Do you keep giving them more leash, or do you snap on them? So anyway, so my wife knows this about me. So I have the conversation on the dating website, right? And in my head, and now, so I'm thinking, okay. Now, but there's a way to do this, all right? So I say, well, look, I don't like it. I don't think it's necessary. The dating woman says, my daughter says she sees more sexual pictures on Instagram than she does on Snapchat. My older daughter chimes in and says, yeah, I don't think younger kids look at it like that, Dad. It's just a place that is popular, and it's where they message. I think older people do, because that's what it was when it first came out, but I don't think younger people do. So now everybody's against me. Okay? So I think there's merit, obviously, in two parents, because I can play the dad, right? I can play the dad that doesn't dig this. And so I said, okay, well, where's Colleen? My ex says, she's been sitting here the whole time listening. I said, oh, really? I said, okay, woe be to you if you screw it up one time and it becomes an issue. Got it? She's like, yes. I said, and you know that I'm not fucking around one bit, right? She said, I know that. I said, so there are no second chances. You know that. So I think there is, there's merit to like good cop, bad cop. So my ex can look at her and say, hey, we obviously trust you. You know how your father feels. Don't urinate down his back and tell him it's raining. He doesn't go for that. I know. So anyway, so just in case anybody was worried about how that turned out last night, that's the extent of it. Email. Mac, is she an identity thief? I'm not sure yet. The jury's still out. She doesn't appear to be one. Doesn't appear to be one. But you never know. One never knows. Right. Exactly. Wolf in lamb's wool. Wolf in sheep's clothing. Is that how that goes? Anyway, from one of my Marines. He used to call me sir. Now he calls me dude. That was a dude, Mac. No, he's legit. He's a great guy. Now, and you know what? Again, for all of us, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a baseball player, obviously because my dad was a baseball player. But the heroes in my life were the guys I read about who fought in, you know, World War II, Korea. And when I was a kid, Vietnam was going on. And I would see them and I would literally be in awe of them. Like, that guy fought in World War II. Like I fought in Korea, and I would just stand there and look at him. I'd see him in parades, you know. And you know, when I was a kid, everybody was a veteran, right? World War II and all. But you know, they've always been guys that I've looked up to, always. And I tell a story about one of the proudest days of my life happened in a middle school gym in Grand Forks, North Dakota, where we were living. And my daughter said, "Do you want to come to our Veterans Day program?" And I said, "Sure." And she got a big smile on her face, Catherine. And it was, I want to say, in 2005, the winter of 2005. So we go down there as a family, and we sit with the veterans, and we're sitting. And first time in my life, I got to stand up when they said, would anybody who's fought in Iraq and Afghanistan stand up? And so you had all these veterans from all these wars, it's Veterans Day, right? So it celebrates veterans, all veterans. But they recognized guys who had fought. And I got to stand up with those guys for the first time in my life. And I've told the story before, but I went back to work after that. And then I got home that night and Catherine was home and she said, how'd you like it, Dad? I said, it was awesome. I said, it was one of the great moments of my life. And she thought I was joking. She's like, right. And I said, I'm not kidding. She said, well, what do you mean? And I said, my whole life, I've looked up to these guys. Guys like Jack Riley, right? I followed them in the Marine Corps. I listened to them. I took their advice, right? I've read about them. And today, although I couldn't say that to her because I hadn't met Jack Riley at the time, but I said, and today, I got to stand up with them. I said, that's a big deal, Catherine. And she just looked at me like, dude's got issues, but no, if you haven't listened to it, listen to it. Jack Riley, just go to the podcast page, type in Riley, and you'll hear the story of, you'll hear there's three pieces to it. The interview that we did about the Battle of Gettlin's Corner is up there, and then you'll see the Oprah after the show part of it, which is questions that after people had listened to it, me being one of them, had questions, about the battle itself, part of it, about coming home, about mental health, about alcoholism, about his experience with his Marines and coming back, and advice and things like that. So it's kind of a cool part of the interview, because his interview about the historical events is one thing. But, often the more compelling stuff is what happens afterwards. And so just as cool. So anyway, Jack Riley. So, email. Mac, I'm on those sites too. She's reeling you in. Pretty soon you'll be moving out of your house. You'll be doing your show from under an overpass in Orange County. Is she Russian? Does she misspell a lot of words? ? Yeah, that's a dead giveaway. The Russians. Like I said, I don't know. Anyway, funny. Here's another email. What a great way to start your day. Having somebody tell you something like that. Just for the record, you've changed the way I look at trauma. And now I look at it from a perspective that I need to get smart at it, about it. I need to learn more about it so I can help more people. You've done that. I appreciate the program. I'm gonna beat my dog right now. All right. So, good morning on a Friday. I want to talk about Afghanistan. Big events of yesterday, and they weren't good. So, I want to talk about that. And then the chef's gonna join us in about 36 minutes, so we'll talk a little cooking today with the chef, and then the gunner's going to join us in about 2 hours and 36 minutes, and we will go ahead and we've got to talk about Red Sox baseball. Boston Red Sox beat Houston Astros in what a lot of people didn't expect to happen, but it was kind of a cool story. There was a guy named David Price who pitches for the Red Sox, who never won a game. He's been a great pitcher in Major League Baseball, but he was 0-9, 0-10 in the playoffs. And that's not a record that anybody, can point to and say, yeah, I'm good with that. I tried hard. That's tough. And so he pitched a game last night in Houston, and that everybody thought that Houston would win, and the series would go back to Boston with Houston down 3-2. And Justin Verlander, who's been lights out in the playoffs, he gave up a 3-run home run to another guy that hits down at the bottom of the Red Sox order. And the Red Sox beat him 4-1, I think was the final. And so the Red Sox, you know, the Red Sox, are, I hate the Red Sox for my own personal reasons. What happened to my dad when they when he got fired? But I will tell you this, this version of the Red Sox doesn't bother me very much. Mookie Betts is the leadoff hitter. His dad, he's a great, he seems to be a great guy. You know, I don't know him, obviously, but he seems to be a great guy. Father, a Vietnam veteran, right? Mother coached him. but he just, when you see the way he carries himself, when you see the way he conducts interviews, just seems like a great guy. The other guy, who seems like very humble, actually he is humble, was humbled by his career, and that didn't start out well. And a guy named J.D. Martinez hit a home run last night. And their manager is very even-keeled guy, first, I think, Puerto Rican manager in the big leagues, named... what is his name? Alex Cora. And so, so they're hard to hate. I don't hate him as much. The only guy I can hate is the relief pitcher that has a goofy beard, but who hasn't been very good. But he got it done again last night. So congratulations to the Boston Red Sox. So we'll talk, and the Gunner's a Red Sox fan, so obviously we'll talk about that. He'll come on and he won't go crazy, but he'll be happy. So congratulations to them. And Whitney Houston, as she does, sings the national anthem on Friday. Good morning to you. Houston on a Friday, and this is dedicated to everybody out there who knows people with trauma, all right? So this is dedicated to you in the hopes that you give it some thought. You can ease people's pain. You can touch people's lives. Get smart about trauma, and don't be afraid to talk about it. Don't be afraid to tell them, preach the gospel of post-traumatic winning. You're not going to get over it. It's okay to be damaged, right? You got a trauma menstrual cycle, all the things that people know, but we tend not to talk about. And share that stuff with them. Point them in the direction of All Marine Radio. And listen to people who've lived with a lot of pain and a lot of trauma. And my sister's one of them. They can do it. They can do it. And that's what they need. That's what they need to hear. They need essentially a firm hand on their shoulder and somebody look at them and say, hey, you can do this. All right? You can do it. And not only, and again, we're not talking about enduring it, okay? Because as Marines, we don't endure shit. We don't coexist with shit. That's not, it's not who we are. It's not why we choose door number four, okay? We're in it for the win, right? We're in it to win it, right? That's why the Commandant says what he says in that little quote you're going to hear in a second. So this is dedicated to everybody out there who knows somebody with trauma, who can put their hand on their shoulder and say, look, this is not going to keep you from living a great life. Okay? I know it's hard. I know it's unbearable, but you can do it. So this is dedicated to that thought, that idea. Get after it.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah. You know, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain. It's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make a jailbreak, all hell breaks loose. So you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
All right. We'll check weather around Marineland. We'll take a break. We'll check news headlines. Yeah. Afghanistan. On my mind last night. Currently. Yeah, currently. All right. Currently sunny and 53 in Quantico, Virginia. Sunny and 64 at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. Clouds at 57 in Granbury, Texas, which is south of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Sunny and 60 in 29 Palms. Sunny and 49 at Camp Pendleton. Cloudy, dark, and 70 in Okinawa, Japan. And in the Helmand province of Afghanistan, it is early in the evening, dark, 66 degrees. At the home of All Marine Radio, Costa Mesa, Newport Beach area of Southern California, 57 degrees under sunny skies. We continue to experience Santa Ana conditions and will for the next 48 hours. Today, 90 degrees. Yeah, we'll go from 57 degrees in the morning and extremely dry to 90 degrees this afternoon. Yeah, here along the coast, 90. So inland should get close to 100. No bueno. Tomorrow, sunny and high of 84, and then on Sunday, sunny and high of 77. That is a look at your weather when we come back. We'll check these headlines. Don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
Hi, this is Tim McGarry from the McGarry Mortgage Minute. Heard every Wednesday right here on All Marine Radio, where I'll answer all your mortgage questions from home buying to home financing, from VA to conventional loans to moving in. So don't miss it. The McGarry Mortgage Minute, right here on All Marine Radio, on the All Warrior Radio Network. And remember, my name is McGarry, and I'm here to help.
Find all of Tim McGarry's contact information on the read board page at allmarineradio.com.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com. And I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Yeah, Little Miss Snapchat herself.
I want to walk you to a cold, bitter ocean.
And that little 14-second ID was about 20 minutes of work. No, say it again like this. Dad, it's Colleen. Do it. Peyton Davis.
I'm gonna drive fast till I break down in nowhere, so I can finally cry these tears when I reach there. I'll breathe.
Okay, listen for the harmony.
I'll let it all out.
That's her sister.
But right now it's just me.
I know it's just me alone on this earth. I'm gonna sit here a while and watch a cigarette burn. And hurt.
And hurt.
For those of you who don't know the story, Peyton Davis, father committed suicide when she was a junior in high school, and she took the police over to the apartment when he didn't show up or answer his phone. She's doing all right, and she's a member of our tribe because she's F-18 man's niece. So you'll hear more from her shortly. All right, I want to get to the news. The news from Afghanistan bothered me. All right, when you have people killing key leaders there, and again, big discussion online about the United States should have never got in bed with that guy. He's a great patriot of Afghanistan. He's a bad guy. He's a good guy. So anyway, all that went around. If you there's pretty credible website called the Long War Journal, and they do what I would call quality reporting. So yesterday, I'll read what they reported. Okay. The Taliban claimed credit for an attack at a high-level meeting in Kandahar that killed General Razik, the province's chief of police. And then just as a sidebar, not in the article, he had had 29 previous attempts on his life. Right? So he's the provincial chief of police of Kandahar province, which is in the south-central part of Afghanistan. And arguably the most powerful man in southern Afghanistan, as well as the head of the province's National Directorate of Security, General Austin Miller, the commander of Operation Resolute Support was present but was not wounded. The assassination of Rizik is a major blow to the Afghan government and may significantly impact the security situation in Kandahar and throughout the South. Three U.S. personnel were wounded. Resolution Support confirmed in a tweet which described the event as an Afghan-on-Afghan incident, meaning that Rizik was the target of the attack. Okay, and the Americans were described as one military member, one contractor, and one civilian. So maybe an interpreter, maybe a security guy, blah, 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 blah. General Miller, uninjured. Taliban spokesman Qari Mohammad Yusuf Ahmadi said that an infiltrator identified as Abu Dujana open fire at a meeting at the governor's compound in Kandahar City. Inside the governor's house during a meeting between Commander Abdul Rizik and General Miller, Abdul Rizik, along with multiple high-ranking officials, killed many wounded. That's from the Taliban. An official statement released on Voice of Jihad, the Taliban said that the main target of the attack was the American Commander Miller and infamous Commander Abdul Rizik. The attack is perhaps the most brazen in Afghanistan since the U.S. invaded the country after the September 11th attack in 2001. The Taliban were able to infiltrate a meeting attended by General Miller, the top NATO and U.S. commander in Afghanistan. Miller, who recently took command in Afghanistan, was, as Thomas Jocelyn notes, unwilling or unable to call the Taliban an enemy of the United States during his confirmation hearing. Now to me, the question is this. If Miller's a target, why wasn't he shot? Somebody's got a weapon, right? And gets that close. Now, other information I saw later in the day said that the shooting actually occurred on the tarmac as the principals involved said goodbye. Miller headed to a helicopter and somebody else headed to a helicopter. That's where the attack occurred, not in the conference room. So, not exactly sure. That sounds to me a little bit more plausible. The other thing I saw floated was that the shooter's brother had been arrested in the Kandahar province, which General Rizik runs, and that it might be simply that shooter, right, taking quote-unquote revenge for his family that was wronged by General Rizik. So in any case, a huge, huge event in Afghanistan yesterday, a huge, huge event. And again, what happens routinely when these things happen is the Taliban take responsibility for it, right? Even though it's an act of vengeance by a family member. There's also an article that I'll put on the read board that I want to call your attention to, written by a guy named Thomas Jocelyn, who's pretty astute in the ways of Afghanistan. It's called Analysis, Losing a War. And it details how the United States is losing the war in Afghanistan. So I'll put that up there, and you can have a look at it. But the website's called The Long War, and you can check that out. All right. Marine Corps news this morning. Stand by. The Secretary of Defense is in China. trying to put a lid on that and at least open up a dialogue with the Chinese, right? And that at the same time that news comes out that the growth of China's economy has slowed substantially, so the Chinese are not happy. But you know what? Screw the Chinese. The Chinese need to know that the world doesn't belong to them, that the South China Sea doesn't belong to them, that the free nations of the world intend to have a say too. And no matter how much they try to blackmail people by saying, you can have access to our markets and it'll be really great for your country, but you're going to have to give us your technology, you're going to have to open up partners here in China, you're going to have to give them your technology, yada, yada, yada. And then they blackmail countries, right? That's the way the Chinese do business. So at some point, the Chinese are going to have to get square with the rest of the world in terms of what is fair, and it will not be their way. So anyway, the Secretary of Defense is there, not having a lot of success with the Chinese. So interesting little trip. He has yet to make a statement. When he does, we'll go ahead and listen to that and see what he has to say on the heels of his visit. I would remind you, look for something. I don't know how it's going to come to market, but if you just watch the trailer of it, and I talked about it yesterday, the guy who directed Lord of the Rings has collected close to 600 hours of movie footage from World War I, right? The 100th anniversary of the armistice that ended World War I happens in about, 3 weeks? Happens in about 3 weeks. And he is converted those movie footage to high definition color film that will blow your socks away. Honestly, I saw I think it would have been British tanks, those monstrosities moving. I was like, what in the hell is that? And all of a sudden it dawns on you, that's what it looked like? Holy shit, what is that? So it's called They Shall Not Grow Old. So I just mentioned that again today. Keep your eye out for it. Something you don't want to miss. The video is absolutely stunning when you look at it. So well done, well done. Top five stories in Early Bird. One, Navy captain charged with steering defense contracts to her own company. Hey, boy. First of all, how does she have a company that has anything to do, with the business of the Navy? Once a key link between the White House and America's secret nuclear strike force, a Navy captain now faces court-martial for allegedly steering defense contracts to a company she founded. Military authorities accuse Captain Heather E. Cole of failing to disclose her active-duty military status while negotiating nearly $635,000 worth of contracts for her Oklahoma-based manufacturing firm, WorkSaver Material Handling Equipment Company, Incorporated, between 2002 and 2015, according to the charge sheet released to Navy Times. She was ordered to a general court-martial on June 26. Cole, 53, of Shawnee, Oklahoma, has pled not guilty. Her criminal conspiracy charges are tied to 5 Marine Corps contracts, 2 Defense Logistics Agency deals, and 1 Air Force order given to WorkSaver between 2002 and 2013. Prosecutors contend that Cole lied in 2012 to a Navy legal officer by claiming she was a non-participating partner in WorkSaver, that her firm received a waiver to do business with the federal government, and also never did business with the Navy, according to legal filings. Unbelievable. Honestly, right? You see this stuff, and it's like you can't make it up. Like, what are you thinking? Number two story. Will Congress really cancel U.S.-Saudi arms deal? It's complicated, but let us explain. The answer to that, in short, is no. I mean, look, we still do business with the Russians, right? They just annexed the Crimea. We're still doing business with China, right? The head of Interpol is missing in China. Why isn't that a story? Why isn't that a bigger story? You haven't heard anything about that. The Chinese yoked up the head of Interpol while he was in China as part of a quote-unquote corruption investigation. The reason it's not a big story is because he's not a writer for the Washington Post. So, right, bad things happen in the world. For the murder of a journalist, are we going to cancel a $110 billion arms deal? I don't think so. I don't think so. Right? The Russians shot down an airliner full of people. Remember that? As it was transiting over the Ukraine? What happened? Nothing. So, it happens. Number three, top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, unharmed after attack leaves key Afghan general dead and two Americans wounded. Let me just see if they updated the story. No, they did not. So you've heard everything you need to hear. The Long War Manual, if you're interested in reporting on Afghanistan, I don't always agree with the conclusions. And here's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting to hear the Secretary of Defense talk. I'm waiting to hear General Dunford talk, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Those guys, right? Again, they're honest brokers. If they don't see the way forward in Afghanistan, they'll either correct the way or they will say that. So I'm curious to hear what they have to say, either one of them has to say, about yesterday's events. Next story, number four story in the early bird, is top intelligence official takes failed shot at Google. Google's on my shit list, okay, in case you don't know. As U.S. government agencies seek to partner with the private sector to thwart cyber attacks and election meddling, the top U.S. intelligence official, Dan Coats, questioned the logic of American companies who refuse to work with the U.S. government but partner with China. Boom! Who knew? Dan Coats listened to All Marine Radio. I love that when that happens. Well done, Coats. Look, the All Marine Radio web, covering the planet, like Wide World of Sports. Without explicitly naming Google, Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats said on October 18th during an event hosted by CyberScoop that some companies are reluctant to partner with us because they believe that it could hurt their brand name. Nevertheless, some of these very same companies turn right around and pursue access and production opportunities in China, Coates said. Quote, if you are a U.S. company that believes you should limit your partnership with the U.S. government on national security matters because it would hurt your brand, then perhaps you should think about the harm to our overarching national interests of pursuing greater business opportunities in a country like China, where the private sector and the state often merge into the same. Google's decision has drawn a host of critics in Washington, from Bob Work, the former Deputy Secretary of Defense, to Senator Tom Cotton, Republican from Arkansas. But again, Google will run to the United States for protection of its international content when China tramples all over that shit. And again, Google pulls out of work with the U.S. government because of values issues. But they'll hop in bed with the Chinese? Like, are you shitting me? What do you think the Chinese are going to use artificial intelligence for? Well, Mac, let me think. Totalitarian state. They'll use it to monitor what's going on the internet. And artificial intelligence, you can make it go really fast. They'll trace IP numbers, IP addresses, back to computers, back to phones. And when somebody's hitting on a certain website or searching a term too often, they'll get a visit or some kind of communication. Yeah, no shit, man. That's Google. Google and their values. What a crock of shit. Yeah, and where is Google headquartered, and why is it headquartered there? So, anyway, next story. Then we'll take a break. Number five, Russia is ahead of the competition with the latest weapons, but it won't use nukes first, according to Vladimir Putin. Okay, when Vladimir Putin talks, what are the things we know? One, he's lying. Two, his economy is the size of Canada, and he's trying to play a big tough guy around the world, right? He's not, all right? They're a little, like, high-end boutique that they have to stay inside their boutique. Because if they have to build something bigger, they can't because they don't have the economy to support it. He's a big-time marketing genius. He's like the World Wrestling Federation. That's what Vlad Putin is. So, take your shirt off, go pose next to the whatever you're selling these days, and make a lot of promises that you can't back up, and the world will cower. A couple more headlines. U.S. bomber mission over the South China Sea risk inflaming tensions ahead of the ASEAN Defense Summit. I say inflame them. China has to know that nobody's afraid of them. Nobody's backing down. Russia. NATO would be wise enough to avoid a war. Right. Interesting story. U.S. says it's committed to Syria and Iraq beyond anti-ISIS efforts. That rhetoric has been brewing for the last month or so. Let me just see if there... All right, that's a look at the news. We'll take a break. When we come back, the All Marine Radio head chef joins us, as he does on Fridays. We'll do a little food discussion or whatever we're going to talk about. I'm not exactly sure. So don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next, right here on the All Warrior Radio Network.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com. And I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.